This is the Composer's Datebook for April 2nd. I'm John Burge. An invitation-only audience attended an historic Bruckner concert in Munich on today's date in 1932. On the first half of the program, Siegmund von Hausiger conducted Bruckner's Ninth Symphony using the posthumous edition prepared by Bruckner's pupil Ferdinand Loewe, which contained many edits and alterations. For the second half of the concert, Bruckner's Ninth was performed again, this time as the composer had written it, following Bruckner's unpublished manuscript score. During his lifetime, and after his death, Bruckner's most devoted pupils, Ferdinand Loewe and the Schalk brothers, Joseph and Franz, cut and altered his scores to better match the expectations of contemporary audiences, trying to make Bruckner sound more like Wagner, flashier and more dramatic. The 1932 Munich concert began a five-year debate whether the original or altered Bruckner was preferable. Then in 1937, Germany's Nazi government announced it would fund a new Bruckner edition based on the composer's original manuscripts. Like everything else in Nazi Germany, even symphonies were viewed through racially tinted lenses. Bruckner's pupil, Loewe, had Jewish ancestry, and so what began as a musicological project to honor the long-dead Austrian composer's original intentions was appropriated by the Nazis as a crusade to liberate Bruckner from what they called non-Aryan tampering. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.